AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. As shoppers scour the stores for those Black Friday deals, we're hearing that the hot sellers so far include Star Wars merchandise and toys related to the TV series Paw Patrol. AP correspondent Julie Walker is out with the shoppers in New York.
Here at Macy's in Herald Square, there's lots of tired-looking people walking around with shopping bags, and not just from this store, which, by the way, has been open nonstop since 5 p.m. last night. I'm on the main floor looking around at the up to 50% off and more signs on things like handbags and costume jewelry. Shoppers have been telling me the Black Friday sales are terrific, and they're getting great deals. At Macy's, I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters in Chicago, angry over the police killing of a 17-year-old Black teenager, are going to try to disrupt Black Friday shopping this morning. AP correspondent Sarah Burnett reports.
What they're saying is that they're going to organize downtown around 11 o'clock, and their goal is to shut down what's known as the Magnificent Mile. It's Michigan Avenue, which is the main shopping corridor through downtown Chicago. It's a big draw.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will be in Florida tomorrow, rival Jeb Bush's backyard. The latest statewide poll shows Trump leading the Republican race in Florida with 36% and former Florida governor Jeb Bush with only 8.9%. How best to fight the Islamic State group? France, which just suffered terror attacks that killed 130 people, wants to shut down the border between Syria, where the Islamic State group has its headquarters, and neighboring Turkey. Russia's foreign minister just said he supports that. He says that should solve the problem of terrorism on Syrian territory. The Dow is down 24 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a new effort underway to encourage young people to learn about and preserve their family stories. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
High school students across the country are taking part in the Great Thanksgiving Listen and recording interviews with adults who are important in their lives.
I see it as a wonderful opportunity in the oral history vein to capture people's voices.
Teacher Carol Mullen has asked her students in Maryland to talk with relatives over the holiday weekend and record those conversations, something this teenager says is giving her insights.
You always hear about the stories from back then, but you never think to ask more.
Students taking part in the project are being urged to send their recordings to the Library of Congress to add to the 65,000 audio recordings that StoryCorps has collected since 2003. I'm Diane Kepley.
Gas is $2.05 a gallon today. A year ago, it was $2.80 a gallon, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.